real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Show 1700 KBGG. Trent and I for another hour. Jimmy B and TC this afternoon from 4 until 6. We've got the game here tonight. Masters coverage coming up here Thursday through Sunday on 1700. Wonderful, wonderful 4 days. And this one, Trent, look, he's back, right?
Tiger's here,
and he moves the needle.
In it to win it.
Like him or hate him. The rating. Can you imagine if he's in contention on Sunday? You saw what he did for the Valspar.
Valspar, yes, right.
A tournament that no one has ever paid attention to in this year. If he's in contention, and we're talking about Sunday, and he shows up in the red shirt, I mean KCCI's got to be. They would, well, every CBS affiliate would just absolutely be in hog heaven if that's the case. Well, look, it promises to be a good tournament to begin with. Tiger or no Tiger, it's going to be better, at least you would think, with him. I hope it's more than just a two-day stop. The way the guy's playing, you got to think that he's got a pretty good chance to make all four rounds, right? Make the cut on Friday, and let's see what he can do Saturday and Sunday.
Just hang around.
And the other big names in golf are all playing well coming into this thing.
Right. You even have Phil, who, when I was Googling trying to find what the highest TV rating was, his 2010 win was one of the biggest? One of the highest ever. Didn't beat the record, but it was up there in the top five.
And Tiger's got to be the number one, right?
Would have been the 96. Six, right? 96.
Or the one, the yes, sir.
Yes, right.
On 16? Yeah, 16 was it? Six? I think it was.
Yes.
With Vern Lundquist.
Vern up in the
and
tower.
He's going to be back in his post this year.
Well, I've heard him say before, he, regardless of what else has happened in his life,
he will plan on being
in 16 in the tower for as long as they will have him.
I can't wait to see how much it's going to cost to get into this thing.
Oh,
I really truly can't. Did you see this past Friday? It was, I think it was Darren Rovell, who does kind of sports business on Twitter. If you don't follow him, he's kind of a weird dude. But nonetheless, he's found a great niche.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a great niche, sports, the business of sports type of thing. And he got a hold of somehow a letter from the Masters board. They were revoking the badges that were given to, I don't know, family, I guess, because that family had placed or made it possible for those badges to show up on a secondary market. If you get a badge to this thing, you've got it for life, essentially.
Okay.
So if you grandfathered in, had it passed down, a Masters badge, that's yours forever, unless you cross the line, and you can't resell these things. And they did, and this guy got caught and has had his badges revoked for life.
Oh.
But where I started to go with this is what's it going to cost to get into this thing?
So my stepdad, my uncle's going, and he offered, hey,
what round is he going for?
They have badges, I believe, for Friday.
Okay.
And it was a practice round, I think Friday was the two that they were going to do. And my uncle told his brother, my stepdad, $7,000 all told. Fly down, lodging, tickets, everything.
Where are they staying? Are they staying in Augusta? They stay
somewhere, yeah.
Are they?
I mean, it's my uncle does well, so.
Yeah, apparently.
For him, it's my stepdad, he said, I think I can spend my $7,000 better places than that. I said, yeah. Put it in Ella's college.
But $7,000 for a...
That was all told. Don't have to worry about everything. That's kind of the package that they had of everything together. And that's what we're going to do. And he decided to bow out of that one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The other thing, too, is just because you've invested your
$7,000... Mm-hmm.
Tiger's first year was at 96, right? The tournament in 1996, it was either 96 or the subsequent one after his victory. There were a bunch of people that couldn't fill their orders. I mean, they had people show up thinking they were going to the Masters, and it became such an expensive ticket that these secondary markets couldn't fill the orders that they were having.
Makes
Do you remember
sense.
There was one guy that he in at one of those tournaments, 97, He committed suicide right outside the gates.
Sheesh.
Because of the fact that, you know, he had all these people coming down and he'd taken their money and he couldn't deliver. So, meaning that if this leaderboard is as spectacular as it potentially could be Saturday into Sunday.
Right.
And you've got, at least you thought you had badges on Sunday and you thought you were going to pay X. I'm not sure you're locked in at X.
Do you have any idea, just normal round, if you would have went within the last 5 years, what it would cost just to get into it?
I don't. I really and truly don't.
$500,
$1,500. I think probably a little bit north of that.
Yeah. Maybe $800, get in for a day, for a Thursday or Friday, something like
that. I'm guessing, but that would seem about right.
Okay. So now let's say it is $800 that it normally be. Now,
and Tiger's on the leaderboard and Phil and Rory.
You want to go Friday. You're coming home
for
the weekend.
Friday, okay.
You're going Friday, but yeah, Tiger, he went off.
You watch the final round in your living room.
Yep. But you want to get in. You want to be part of it. If that normally is $800, $2,500.
I would think somewhere around there, probably. Right? Just the Tiger moving the needle.
For one day of a golf tournament.
I know. And here's the thing, Trent, and this has always been my stance, because I've turned down Masters numerous times. I could have gone, right?
Yeah.
I promised I was going to get in. Never know if I would have or not. But
sure.
So that played into my decision as well.
Yeah.
But if you go there, you pick your spot, you're going to see one hole or potentially one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're behind a green, you'll see everybody, you know, putting out on that green. You just miss so much of the damn tournament.
Yes. And you don't know what else is going on.
I mean, you can hear the roars and you can see the scoreboard, but but how did that happen?
Right.
Well, we'll have to wait till we get home.
And if you, I mean, now you can with the Masters app, you could follow.
But you can't have your phone in there.
You can't take your phone in there.
Right.
So that takes that part of it away. And they're very tough about that, aren't they?
Unbelievably so. But at the same time, this is, you know, this is something that they have. It means a lot to them to keep it the way that it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a sandwich, $1.50,
right,
at a concession stand.
Yeah,
a sandwich, $1.50.
Beer for a couple bucks.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no gouging.
Souvenirs are incredibly reasonable.
Reasonable.
I wasn't going to use the word cheap, but reasonable.
Yeah,
as opposed to what you'd think, right? So, you know, hats off for them to try and keep it this way. But I just have a feeling this weekend, and I was going to say we could go to StubHub. And try and find the secondary market. But I don't think you can.
Not even on there?
I wouldn't think, because if you know, the Masters committee finds out who's parking those on StubHub, I would pretty easy to go and track them down.
All right, so here we go. Practice round. There are things on there. Hospitality, okay. A badge.
For what day?
This is a full badge, Thursday through Sunday.
$6,200. Wow.
Thursday to Friday, so a two-day badge, $3,500 and change. Thursday only, $1,700.
There's your answer.
I want to see Augusta. I want to see the course. I want to see the undulations.
But would you be better going to it in July?
Well, you want to see the azaleas right as they're popping.
Okay, you know, it means you want to be there in the spring is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
But doesn't it make more sense to go to the par 3 competition on, was it Wednesday?
Yeah, but they don't even play the course.
Right. Or a practice round on
maybe
Tuesday.
But a practice round there, I mean, the stress level obviously is way down.
Yeah.
The guys are kibitzing. They're gambling again with each other.
Right.
It would be fun to see. I don't know. I'm going to stay away.
It's never going to happen.
Nope, never appeared
on
my list.
Well, what's left on your list then? Is there anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one thing.
Oh, I know what it is. The Winnipeg Jets in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
Okay.
The cup is in the building.
Gotcha.
Right. That's the only thing.
Game 7.
It's funny because somebody asked me this over the weekend. We had our Easter family over, and one of them asked me about that. I don't know. Otherwise, what's left for me is, I think I crossed most things off. There's no ballpark I want to see.
Taking your team away, an event, just a singular event. Because you've been to Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You've been to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
National championship game.
No. No, it doesn't. I wouldn't mind doing? Honestly, there might be one thing I would like to see: a college game at Ole Miss, experience the Grove.
An SEC
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And if I could, I would like to be at night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I always wanted to be a part of the regatta in Tennessee, drive up on a boat.
Right.
But then the Grove is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Alabama's excellent.
I would think.
Brian Denny is unbelievable.
I would imagine that would be cool. LSU at night, Baton Rouge would be cool, but I can't stand the stadium with the 5-yard lines. 5-15. It's like a CFL field.
It would just be annoying you the whole time.
It annoys me watching it. So maybe that would be.
Do you like bourbon?
No.
No? I was going to say, if you're in Baton Rouge, got to have a little bourbon to go along with it.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Oh, they enjoy their bourbon.
Really?
Yes.
Bourbon's a Kentucky thing.
Well, it smells, I've always been told it smells like bourbon and corn dogs when you go to Baton Rouge.
I've been to Baton Rouge.
I have too,
We stayed there for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
for
really?
97.
Okay.
Couldn't afford New Orleans.
I bet.
And Baton Rouge is like 100 miles, I think. And it was an easy drive, and it's a drive that probably never again make in my lifetime, right? It was kind of cool going through the, well, I don't think it's the swamps, but.
Yeah. It's swamps.
Yeah, I guess it was. But yeah. I don't remember what interstate I was on, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Baton Rouge was fine. Yeah, the Super Bowl was a blast. You know, it goes back to the first hour of the program when I asked Doster about San Antonio as a Final Four destination. That's what separates New Orleans for me, right? And I know Bourbon Street. Look, you don't have a fear of getting bumped into a river on Bourbon Street.
Right. Which is a real possibility in the Riverwalk.
The sidewalks aren't that wide.
I was there for an Alamo Bowl. Now, imagine.
Multiply that.
Yes, a Final Four.
Right.
A little bit different than an Alamo Bowl.
Sure. What year were you there?
2001.
So Kyle McCann.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But it's cool. The Riverwalk is really
great.
Neat.
Yeah.
But Bourbon Street, now when Bourbon Street gets real crowded, you essentially have to walk the same way as the crowd is.
Yes.
If the crowd's moving one way, if you're trying to go the other way, you better find another street.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the crowd's going to take you which way the crowd is going. Now, it's a blast.
It's so much fun.
We had a friend of mine owned a strip club on Bourbon Street.
Oh.
And this is a long story. So Terrell and his wife, Cindy and I, his name is Carol Glenmeyer. They owned a restaurant, La Louisiane. We were eating there Saturday, Super Bowl night. Jordan's agent, Jordan. It's the funny, their posse, I guess you want, walked in. We were having dinner. But after dinner, we went to, I can't remember what one it was. But he was the only strip club. So to get to his apartment, which it was above the street, you had to walk through it, right?
Right, right.
But once you got up there, you know, you've seen the guys throwing the beads and everything. Basically, we were out on a balcony, and right below us was the sea of humanity. It was so cool.
Yeah, I bet.
It was so cool. No, we didn't have any beads to throw. And, I'm assuming that wouldn't have gone over well with anyways.
With the wives, yeah.
Right. No, that was spectacular. That was such a fun trip.
I made a couple of trips to New Orleans, I went down there. In fact, I almost went to college at Tulane. I was close. Took a college visit down there.
Now, where's the campus in relationship to the French Quarter?
Relatively close. I would say mile and a half. I mean, it's a hike of a walk, but, mm-hmm. 20-minute walk, probably something like that to get to campus.
So what made you want to go down there?
Well, New Orleans, more than anything. No, it was just looking to get out of state, looking to go away, and then saw out-of-state tuition. Look, I went in. Neither of my parents went to college. I didn't know what was going on. I'm just like, places that are cool, places that look like fun. I mean, I applied to Florida State. I knew nothing about Florida State.
So was your only out-of-state visit, did it end up being Tulane once you realized how much it cost for out-of-state tuition?
And I mean, I looked at Kansas State, more kind of regional places like that too. But in the end, it was like, you got to pay a triple. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So I guess paying for it myself, I guess I'm going to stay in state and go that route. But yeah, Tulane was one that I looked at hard. Good thing I didn't. I don't know if I'd be around right now.
No, that would be tough.
To live in New Orleans for a young 18-year-old. I mean, I was a moron as is, and I can only imagine.
No, it's a fun city. But back to San Antonio and the Riverwalk.
Yeah.
The river, when I saw it for the first time, I've been there, I think, three times. Never for a sporting event, but been there three times. I was disappointed. The Riverwalk, I expected like a river. I don't know what I expected in the river, but that's not a river, Trent.
It's
not a pond, but it's a stream,
A stream,
right?
Yeah. And the boats that go on there?
Up and down, one after another. What, yeah. If you're on that as a barge or a boat, whatever it is, there's no room on the side.
Right.
So what's the width of the Riverwalk? Is it 20 feet wide?
Probably.
Not much more, right?
No, no. Okay.
And the sidewalks on either side of it, and there's restaurants, there's bars, and it's fun. But I couldn't imagine, you know, to Doster's point and then to your part about the Alamo Bowl, you know, if you've been drinking and you're staggering out of a bar, I mean, how many guys or gals this weekend have ended up in the drink?
Oh, it's got to be many. I saw a couple in 2001 when it wasn't nearly as busy, take a plunge in as a friend maybe pushed them in a time or two, you know, those kind of things.
Sure.
Happen, and they get out and they're upset, and that's that, and everyone has a good chuckle about it. But when you're wall-to-wall, I mean, it's not just a bunch of 21-year-old morons out there, but, you know, older people getting bumped. You got to figure it happens,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely has to happen. You know, you can walk to the dome.
Yes.
I mean, that part is spectacular.
You walk to the Alamo.
Yeah. I went to a Spurs game there. I don't remember the year, but I was way up at some of the pictures that were being tweeted from the seats that some people, that, you know, the cheap seats on Saturday to get the get-in price and some of the corners up at the very top. That's where I sat. You can't see squat. I mean, they look like ants on the floor. They really do.
At the Alamo, yeah.
Well, they do.
Right. I can imagine that.
It was unbelievable.
And it's not, I mean, it's not like Jerry's World. It's a big building.
It's huge.
But in comparison to something like that, that's the other thing. People talking about going down to Dallas to a game, and I would love to see the stadium. You got to make sure you got decent tickets, right?
For football, you mean?
For football.
Well, you can look at the screen. And you know what you find yourself, honestly, you find yourself looking at the screen.
Because it's just so massive.
It's so clear.
Yeah.
No, I've been in that. It's unbelievable.
Is it?
It is unbelievable. They didn't spare any expenses. We'll take a timeout. We'll get into baseball conversation when we come back. We'll recap the opening weekend. What are your Twins doing?
They're down 5-0 at last check.
How did we get to that point?
Gave up a grand slam. Lance Lynn, 3 walks in the first inning, and, they came around to hurt him. So 5-0 at last check there. In fact, it was so bad I flipped over to the Royals-Tigers game.
And they're scoreless?
It was 1-0 last I saw. They're in a commercial break right now there. So we'll get you up to date here in a little bit, though, with the baseball score.
All right, we'll come back with that. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here until 2, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
When you're on the water, you want a boat that offers stability, handling, and performance. And that's just what you'll get in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Manitou's patented V-Tune technology will have you carving the water, giving thrill rides to the skiers and tubers in your crew. It's this type of performance that has helped Manitou pontoon boats dominate the competition at the McCainer Barrel Races 4 straight years. If a Manitou pontoon boat can do that in competition, just think of all the fun you can have on the water with your family and friends. Be ready when that first nice weekend hits. Head to Malone Motorsports now and let their pros help find the perfect Manitou pontoon boat for you. They can explain all about Manitou's V-Tune technology, their quality guarantee, and why they're the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. Malone Motorsports in Monroe at the junction of Highways 14 and 163. They're worth the drive and open 7 days a week to keep you on the water. Online, MaloneMotorsports.net.
Hey, you. On the South Side, Norwalk, Indianola, Carlisle, heck, anyone that likes barbecue. Big Al here, coming to you from my South Side location at the Ramada Inn across from the airport. At Big Al's Barbecue, I cook all my meat low and slow to make it fall off the bone. I'm honored that the Big Al's team and our food was voted best barbecue restaurant in Des Moines. If you don't like barbecue, that's okay. Yelp Business Insider voted Big Al's Barbecue the best burger in the state of Iowa. Come join me on the patio or stop by on Wednesday and Friday nights for live music. Keep eyes open for Big Al's food truck at local events and don't forget about our catering for graduates. Give us a call for all the details. Come eat Southern Style Barbecue, cooked by an Asian man on the south side of Des Moines, Iowa. Big Al's Barbecue. Big Al's Barbecue is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Big Al's Barbecue gift certificates for only $25. That is a sweet deal. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC this afternoon drive home from 4 until 6. Mark Normandin writes about baseball at SBNation.com. Opening weekend is behind us. The Yankees were snowed out today. Any other snowouts, Trent, today have you seen?
I haven't seen anything else. No, that one postponed. There was another postponement now offhand. I can't remember what it was. Phillies, maybe?
Was it the Phillies?
Could have
another
been.
Day for maybe Gabe Kapler to read the How to Manage book. Boy, oh boy, has he been getting a lot of arrows shot at him.
Phillies at Mets.
Oh, so the game is in New York.
That makes sense.
So both New York teams were home today.
They were.
Strange. Yankee the opening day. They'll wait for tomorrow. Let's get Mark Normandin in here. He, as I mentioned, is with SBNation.com. Mark, Trent, and Ken in Des Moines, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
I'm fine. What was your biggest takeaway from opening weekend? If you can narrow it down to one or two before we get specific, what was your biggest takeaway?
Oh, you know, I don't like to say anything, definite just after a few days. But man, Gabe Kapler sure doesn't have experience managing.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I think there's consensus out there. Now, did were the Braves right? Were the umpires right, I guess, in their ruling when Kapler, you know, went to the bullpen and didn't have anybody ready and allowed for him to warm up? I mean, I get what the umps are doing. They're taking the players' well-being into mind. Was it the right thing to do?
I think so. I get why the Braves would be upset about it, but I think someone in the Braves front office would probably also be mad if the umps just let a Braves pitcher come into the game and hurt himself because he wasn't appropriately warmed up. So the ump's deciding, like, hey, you're gonna hurt that guy, mm-hmm. is probably for the best.
Mark, another big thing as Sunday Night Baseball took off for the first time in its new reconfiguration up in the booth. Matt Vasgersian, you got A-Rod up there. Didn't hear much A-Rod overall when I clicked in and out of that one last night, but just your thought of the new booth and how this is going to play for ESPN going forward.
I think it's great. A-Rod's been super impressive. Anytime you put him on camera during the postseason when he was mm-hmm. working there with Fox, it's so good how he has become popular and good at his job while Derek Jeter is getting rightfully blasted by everyone. There's a lot of things about our current reality that are weird, but I like this particular one.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it last night. I think Matt Vasgersian's really solid. He is. And I'm a Dan Shulman guy, but Vasgersian, a really good voice. Well, opening weekend, and at least from where we sit, Cubs fans are already out on the ledge. The Miami Marlins are in tank mode. There's nobody, you couldn't name one guy or maybe two guys for the hardcore out there on that roster. Yet they somehow managed to get a split with the Cubbies starting pitchers. No one factored any decision other than Quintana, who took the loss yesterday after really only one bad inning. Cubs struggling to hit the ball. We shouldn't overreact. It's opening weekend, yet Cubs fans are out there in mass on that ledge, Mark.
Well, you know, now that they're aware that you can win, you have something to overreact to all the time. I feel like, you just had that, like, malaise for 100 years. It's just like, well, of course they blew it to a tanking team or whatever, and you get to move on with your life. But now the stakes are a little higher. I saw the same thing happen with Red Sox fans when they finally won in 2004.
Yeah,
it's just you're, like, adjusting to the new fandom where everything is on high alert all the time. It doesn't go away, by the way. It still happens. So have fun with that.
Yeah, and the Cubs fans, it's a different reality, like you said. The usage of the bullpen, with that extra long game in there, Madden certainly got to kind of reconfigure things. You get the built-in days off in April, and, well, we started in March a lot earlier than normal this year. But when we get through this and the up-and-down nature of it, you know, bullpens, in general, what do you look at? The way that they've evolved, the way that they have changed. What's the new reality as it pertains to bullpens, their usage, and how we're going to see them play out through some of these better bullpens throughout the league?
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with this decision to lean on bullpens much more heavily than they have in the past. Just seeing it in October, like it was a neat idea and it was worth exploring, but it was one that seems to have worked better on paper than in reality. Because the bullpens, by the end of the postseason, look white. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been ridden really hard, and teams aren't going to that extreme during the regular season. But if you've got 6 months leaning on your bullpen more heavily than you used to, like, yeah, your starters might be a little fresher, but now they're already going to be tired by the time you get to October, or they're going to blow games in September instead. It's interesting to see teams leaning more toward this when we just watched, a couple of Octobers in a row, like, oh, that doesn't work. Everyone's tired by the last 2 weeks of the month.
Mm-hmm. Is Madden right in his theory that, following the 17-inning game and the bullpens were taxed, everybody was used, Eddie Butler went 7 innings, I think it was, 6 and whatever in relief, which was phenomenal. I'll admit, I got through 15 and I cashed in my chips and I couldn't just take it anymore. But is Madden right? And he didn't come out. And I'm wondering if there was going to be that knee jerk that, we got to do what the minor leagues are doing, put a runner on second base after a certain number of innings, after the 12th innings or whatever. Madden's proposal is to expand the roster, making it so you can call up another pitcher for the next 48 hours. So the next two games after you play a marathon, whatever that means, 15, 16, whatever number that is, that they're allowed to expand the roster simply for the fact that, I mean, they both teams blew through their bullpen in that 17-inning affair. Do you like Madden's idea?
Yeah, and I don't ever say that about anything. so that's how you know it's a good one. Yeah, I think that's a reasonable way to do things. You know, they would expand rosters for doubleheaders, so really, it's the same thing. If you play 17 innings, you just play two games. So it's fine. And you didn't even have the full use of your roster for the two games because anyone who was taken out, you know, can't be used again. I mean, I'm in favor of moving to the WBC minor league rules, but I also don't want to watch all that extra inning baseball anymore.
Yeah, it just turns into attrition and who's got somebody left. And well, if you have somebody like Butler, you're got the inside track, but still that there's no sure things in baseball. So putting a runner on second base, are you a proponent of that? You hate that idea. Where do you sit on that idea that continues to be floated out?
I think it'd be great for the regular season. Right. I think they should have to play for 90 innings in October, if that's what it takes. Let every position player on the roster have their turn on the mound. I don't really care. But for the regular season, you know, players want more days off. Mm-hmm. MLB wants to shorten the season. You can't shorten season without losing money from either TV deals or sponsorships or anything like that. And the teams are going to want to take money from the players if they shorten the season because they're playing fewer games. It's not quite the same as shortening the season, but if you cut down the number of extra innings and the wear and tear on these guys, they don't have as many long nights and, you know, then early mornings, so they have to get up and go on a plane. Because you ended all these extra innings in the 11th to 12th, that's a good compromise.
I'm with you, Matt, and I would assume, and I've never heard the Players Association state their opinion, if you will, on the new minor league rule, because I'm with you. I think that, you know, the players would be all for this. It's not like the clubs are losing out a lot of money should they close down, because the concession stands have long ago closed by the time the game gets into innings 15, 16, 17. So it's no loss to them. Have the Players Association, to your knowledge, offered up any comment on what they think of this minor league rule?
I don't think they said anything, but I also think they're probably leery at this point of showing direct approval of anything that MLB might want to do.
Negotiation down the road, you think? Just having that?
Yeah, because it's probably something that's better for them to agree to than propose.
Talking right now with Mark Normandin, taking a look around Major League Baseball. Mark, want to get your thoughts. One of the things I mentioned to you earlier today wanted to hit on was the Twins and their starting rotation, 21 consecutive innings without giving up a run. And as we take the air today, Lance Lynn gives up a grand slam. But the first inning of that one kind of fell by the wayside. But Garvin Alston, the new pitching coach there, off to a nice start this season. They did a lot to improve, and Irvin Santana will be back with them. You mentioned this Twins team and what they can be. Do you think that they're, at least in that conversation with the top 5-6 teams in the American League, a surprise playoff entrance? Do you still see them in that conversation this year?
Yeah, I can see them making the postseason again. You know, the Indians didn't really do much to improve, and I get where, you know, they were really great. They won 100 games last year, and they've got all these prospects for 2019 and 2020 who can fill holes. So I get them not doing much, but it might work to the Twins' advantage, too, where if they really have a great year, maybe they win the AL Central. More realistically, they're in the wild card hunt again, but with a more believable team than last year's.
Did you watch Ohtani yesterday? If so, what were your thoughts on his first regular season? Didn't have a best of spring. I saw a lot of the game. I thought he was good while he was in there. Did you happen to see him play yesterday pitch?
I did not see it live. I watched a lot of highlights this morning, though. The newsletter was about Ohtani, and you know, I checked all the highlights that I could, and you know, he looked better. He struggled all spring with the slicker baseballs that they use in MLB. It's just something to get used to, but you can see why teams are excited about him and why fans are going to love him, because, man, he can hit triple digits and he's got great break on his pitches. And, you know, once he figures out things and is pretty used to, like, how the baseballs work here and what his competition's like, the guy's going to be great.
Yeah, I think he is too. Last thing for you, Mark. There was a circumstance yesterday, Blue Jays-Yankees. Aaron Boone, I don't know how many mound visits they would use, but they didn't want to come out to the mound. Robertson was pitching. They had a base open. They, long story short, walked Josh Donaldson. But from the dugout, were communicating with their pitcher, Roberts, David Robertson, who he wanted to pitch to. And you could see them going back and forth, holding up the four fingers, etc. So a couple of points to the my question for you was that a circumstance of the mound visits coming back to hurt a team and knowing how judiciously you're going to have to delve them out? And was Boone right in walking Donaldson? We know what happened. Obviously, he gives up the grand slam, so that didn't go as planned. But your thoughts on that scenario, if you are familiar with it.
Oh, man, I actually missed this, but you laid it out. Who hit the grand slam?
For the first baseman. I went blanking. The kid hit the 30 last year.
Yeah. Smoke.
Smoke, Justin Smoke, thank you, yeah. It was the second game, and he's a power hitter, so.
I'd rather face Justin Smoke than Josh Donaldson.
I think I would, too. So. I think he did
It's a tough situation, you know. But yeah, as for the mound visits, it's been weird watching teams clearly adjust to them, you know, now that like they have to really think about it instead of in the spring. And kind of learning like, oh, extra inning mound visits work differently. And you can accrue them and they like add up and then you can use a bunch in a row in extra innings if you want to. It's all very strange and I feel like we're going to learn things at the same time teams are learning things. It's kind of like when the challenge was first put out there with the replay and, you know, no one had any idea what they were doing or how to, like, what the economy was like for this limited resource that they could use. I wonder if, like, conversations like that are going to end up taking time, like a mound visit would, if they're going to cut down on those in the future, or just you're going to have to do a better job of saving up those mound visits for a moment like that so you can, you know, give your pitcher a chance to like sit and think and reset. And I don't know, there's a lot there and I'm kind of glad that I can just think about it as a writer instead of having to actually plot it out and deal with
I thought the same thing. You could see him communicating from the dugout. It's like all the way back to last year, they just would have gone out and talked about it, whether it would be Boone or Rothschild. Mark, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you throughout the year. Thank you, Mark Normandin. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Good to talk to you. SBNation.com, Mark Normandin. Yeah, Justin Smoke, 2 home runs. He had a pile of them last year. Career year last year. But you could see Boone from the – he's getting killed for that decision. Walk Josh Donaldson to face Justin Smoke. He gives up a grand slam. Yankees lose.
But, I mean, the alternative of an MVP, right?
Yeah, but Donaldson's...
He's regressed.
I think he has.
Yeah.
You know, they're not re-signing him.
Well, the injuries have piled up.
Last year, I mean, when he was healthy, he was was the MVP. But he wasn't, maybe from the All-Star game going forward. I don't know. I watched a lot of baseball this weekend.
Yeah, I was into it.
I can't tell you last time I watched an A's game. A's, Angels.
Yeah.
It's just weird watching the game. Anyways.
Cubs this afternoon, 3:10.
3:10 in Cincinnati. It's not opening day. No, Cincy was home last week.
They were,
So why are they playing on a day game today, I wonder?
Great question. I don't know. Make sure they get it in.
Yeah, but that was scheduled at 3:10.
It was, yeah.
I don't understand it. You know, and back to opening week, I don't know why clubs would give up a Friday. You know, you open on Thursday.
Yeah.
Fridays, you're going to get more people at the ballpark. They're going to drink more beer.
But you still got Saturday, Sunday, I guess.
You still do, but
which
you
is
give
a
it
bigger
up a Friday.
Than Friday.
I don't know. I think the Friday gate would be as big as any day in the week, wouldn't you?
Well, you get the opening day bump regardless. I mean, opening days across baseball, you look at the attendance figures, and I always get a kick out of you know, a place like Miami or Detroit this year. It's opening day, 37,000.
Speaking of Miami, it's a good thing Cubs fans showed up. There was 60% of the crowd was Cubs fans.
And apparently I read something where the Marlins are very into this year announcing actual attendance. Not paid attendance, actual fannies in the seats.
So they'll take out the season ticket number that didn't show. Why are they doing that?
I don't know. It was just something I saw on Twitter.
Tax purposes.
Probably. sure there's something financial
because there's
it.
An entertainment tax. I know that, you know, for instance, when you go through the door at Prairie,
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know what the number is, but everybody that goes through the door, that's how they keep track of how many people are there, and you have to pay that tax. I'm assuming everybody that, you know, every ticket sold, if you say there's, we had a, you know, and the key word is when you're reading the story, announced crowd of
yes.
7,500. Well, that number is probably, I don't know, 5,000 or whatever, because mm-hmm. 2,500 season ticket holders that count. But it has to be for the to cut down on the entertainment tax.
Makes sense.
I would
right?
think.
Yes.
I mean, there's no other reason to downplay your attendance. Why would you do that?
Jeter cutting corners.
Jeter, did you?
I'm
going to
guess
games?
That's not Derek Jeter's idea, though.
Well, he's only got he's got 4% of the team.
Yeah. The face of the franchise, though.
Face of the franchise. Well, they're 500.
Everyone hates Derek Jeter and loves A-Rod. I love what Mark said
that's
there.
That's a great point. I mean, think about that, right?
You would have said that even 2 years
Not
ago.
Not very many years ago. I listened to the game and last night because I wanted to hear A-Rod. I'm not sold. I know Mark was kind of he thought it was, and everybody's different, right? I listened to opening day when they did the game on Thursday from Dodger Stadium, and I thought when I was watching, I didn't even know he was part of the broadcast because he didn't say a peep.
Right.
Vaskirjan, Buster Olney's a lot more involved this year than right. than he was on the last year's crew,
who I really enjoy.
He's really good. Yeah, Buster Olney, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good, but they used him way more this year
okay.
than previous years. He was almost like a fourth man in the booth. Now, I don't know if they're just because, you know, A-Rod's getting used to his role.
Sure. Could be a big part of it.
Right, he's now on, his microphone is now on for 9 innings. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're doing the pregame, what you expect to see.
Right.
And then afterwards, what did you see?
Give us something good for 35 seconds.
Exactly.
You got to carry us for 3 hours
right.
plus.
You got to fill between pitches.
Right. And you got to do
different.
Something quick, and you got to have a good quip and something interesting. And did you see him, his water bottle explode all
no,
over
but
Jessica
I heard
Mendoza?
About it. I heard about it. Yeah.
I'll show you the gif. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
He was gripping it pretty tight is what some of the people said.
She gave him a look.
Did she?
There's a look.
Yeah.
And Vasgersian, I mean, I've heard him.
I think he's really good.
I do too, but. When I flipped it on last night and just had it on in the background, we're doing things that I've heard him call MLB Network. You know?
XFL.
Well, yeah, that's going way back. Mm-hmm. But didn't he do Padres games for some years?
He might have. You know what I thought he, is it him or am I confused? Remember the Fox, when they first launched Fox Sports,
mm-hmm.
best damn sports show ever?
Yeah.
Was he the host of that?
He might have been a host, but I
thought he was the host.
The main guy? No, who is that? I'm picturing him, and I can't get...
It wasn't Vaskirjan, though, huh?
No.
Okay.
The guy that at least that I'm thinking of. I'll look it up. We got to take a break, though.
And when we come back,
we'll give you
go on the record, yeah. and we'll give you that answer. Who's going to win the championship game if we were in Vegas? How would we play it? Well, it doesn't matter to Trent.
I already got my ticket.
He's in. We'll do that when we come back as we wrap up a Monday edition of the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
To enjoy life indoors during Iowa's hottest months, call Logier Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can save $3,400 or more with combined rebates on a new Dave Lennox signature system from Logier. Check out logierheatingcooling.com for details. For over 110 years, Logier has made Central Iowans happy inside. See customer reviews on Google, Facebook, and the Des Moines BBB website. Call Logier at 267-1000. We make you happy inside.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Looking for today's hottest wellness trends? Visit GNC, where you'll get them for less thanks to our buy one, get one half off deal. Save on black seed oil, turmeric, and milk thistle. Or mix and match VitaPack programs, male performance, probiotics, fish oil, and more. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC, live well.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes here. Monday edition, Ken Miller Show, Jimmy B and TC today from 4 until 6. Trent lets you and I go on the record. What is going to happen tonight? The number is now 7 across the board in Vegas. Jason Symbol, who joined us in the first hour of the program, thinks that that's where it's going to settle. So seeing that numbers at 7, total is what, 145 at last check. How do you see this game tonight? Can Michigan keep it close, and if so, how?
Yeah, I'm continuing to struggle to see them keep it close. I try to talk myself into it. I No.
And if it is, if it is close, is it a product of something Michigan is doing or Villanova having an off night?
It's just them going 425 from three.
That's what I think it is, too. You got to hope, if you're rooting for Michigan or a good game, that Villanova has a bad night.
Yeah, they just don't shoot it well. Mm-hmm. And that happens. Maybe, just maybe, they have a shot, but that's the only scenario that I can come up with. Where's the advantage? Where else of Michigan can they exploit Villanova? Defensively, I don't see anything. This team is so rock solid, and they can beat you so many different ways, and they can play different styles too. I mean, a lot of it has been the guys all surrounding Spellman, and Spellman can step out and hit threes too. But, you know, if they need to play a different kind of style, they can. I guess the other thing would be Michigan is just unconscious from three themselves, right?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
They got shooters. Uh-huh. You know, Duncan Robinson hits 5-6 threes. Matthews chucks in a couple. Wagner hits a few. You know,
he
just
can step out and hit
can,
that too.
So, I mean, Abdul Rahman maybe hits 4 or 5. I mean, if you play that way too, I guess that is the other scenario. So I've talked myself into a second way.
Okay.
Either Villanova doesn't shoot it well or Michigan shoots it incredibly well.
Right. That's what it's going to take.
Everything
all
in between.
All things being equal, Trent, Villanova's going to crush them.
Double-digit win?
I think so. Look, and it's hard to compare games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you march through the best three teams in the Big 12, I mean march.
Yes.
Texas Tech, West Virginia, and Kansas had no answer. West Virginia gave them a fight.
Yeah.
Texas Tech was running. Evans at the end was, you know, he had surgery the day after it was over. So
yeah.
But the Kansas, I mean, Kansas never had a prayer. And I thought, you know what, Azubuike's mother flies all night. She gets to San Antonio at 12, hasn't seen her son in 6 years. They're going to feed off this. Look at here, we're going to have a game, right? It just wasn't even close.
And you're waiting. Can they get just some kind of run? What was it close they got, 14? Maybe it got to 12 at one point.
14 seems right.
I think it's 14, though, in the second half. And you hit a couple threes in a row. Give us something. Mm-hmm. And it just...
But when they would hit a three, they had an answer for it.
Every single time. They're so good. Now, yeah. I feel like they're not going to shoot it as well tonight.
Well, you wouldn't think so, and I'm certainly hoping that you're right.
The total, I saw a prop, total number of threes in the game by both Michigan and Villanova, 19. Still say over.
Yeah, I probably see. I'm hoping for the under because my play is the under, is the total in the game.
Right.
I think it comes under 145. If I had to bet my own money on something on tonight's game, I would bet the under on the game.
Under on the game. That's your best bet.
That would be my play.
My best bet is the same bet I had in November.
Well, you had him at 22-1.
22-1 on Villanova tonight. And Ken told me not to hedge, and I'm not going to hedge.
No, you
tonight.
Shouldn't hedge.
No hedging.
You're home free, Trent. 22, that's a hell of a tick. Now, don't actually get a ticket, though, do you?
No,
that's too bad.
I could print off the sheet, though.
Could you?
That has, like, my pending bets. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do that, and I'll just put that up in a frame. I'll show everybody, and everybody can get a kick out of my beautiful prop for the year.
No, that's a bragging rights. Look, I still wish I had my 1997 Silver Charm Kentucky Derby future when I had him at 75-1.
Woo, that's nice.
75-1, and he was like the second favorite in a race. I love playing futures. I really do. For this very reason, right? You get to this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Villanova 22-1 tonight. They're a 7-point favorite.
7-point favorite on top of it. And all they have to do is win. They don't have to cover.
Right.
I just need a victory.
Cut
for
down the nets and good for you. All right, Jimmy B and TC, 4-6. What do you got planned?
Kevin Lehman's going to be stopping by. We'll talk with him deeper into the Final Four. Also, Wolfgang will be here. We'll talk some sports with him. And hoping to track down Eamon Brennan. Possibly going to get him. Going to find out a little later this afternoon. He's down in San Antonio. Might run into the same issues we did with Rob Doster, though. Cell service, not
cell
very good.
Cell towers are maxed out. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. The game plays here tonight. If you can't be in front of your TV, coverage starts at 6. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow, The Ken Miller Show, noon to 2 with Trent Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? Well, what's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents. And when a kitten has a litter of oopsies and a puppy has a litter of uh-ohs, pretty soon you have thousands and thousands of OMGs. And that leads to millions of pets being killed in shelters each year. But if 80% of people with pets say they believe in spaying and neutering, then what gives? Turns out that those sweet little fuzzballs can get pregnant sooner than you think. A lot sooner. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. You just have to remember one number. 4. As in 4 months. When you bring home Maggie or Ruby or Puddles or Clyde, get them fixed at 4 months old. It can be old enough to get pregnant, and it's definitely young enough to make a difference. Prevent more. Fix at month 4. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR.